This tree fort is so cool. Cody is so lucky to have it in his backyard.
Sometimes we don't realize just how fortunate we are. Hi, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for listening. Now, our story today takes place in an awesome tree fort, which sounds so fun. We'll hear more about it in a moment, but first, let's hear from God's Word. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Our story today, it's called Something Special. "Wow," said Jackson as he stared at his cousin Cody's backyard. "Two tree forts with a rope bridge between them." He shook his head. "You've got everything." Cody shrugged. Jackson climbed the ladder. "Do you come here all the time?" He coughed and batted the air. "Ugh, I guess not. I just ran into a cobweb." Cody scrambled up the ladder, twisted the cobweb on a stick, and threw it out the window. "I haven't been up here in months." "What?" exclaimed Jackson. "If I had this, I'd be up here all the time." Cody shrugged again. "It's always been here. The people before us built it." Jackson leaned on the rope bridge gate. "I wish we could stay longer," he said. "I wanted to stay until tomorrow, but Dad wants to drive home tonight so we can go to church in the morning." "What did your pastor talk about last Sunday?" asked Cody. Jackson shrugged. "I don't know. I was finishing my cartoon drawing." "Your cartoon?" said Cody. "You're the one who doesn't know how good you have it." "Huh?" Jackson was confused. "What do you mean?" "I can only go to church when the neighbors took me, but now Dad says I can't go anymore because he's tired of hearing me talk about Jesus." Cody sighed. "I guess he had a bad experience at church as a kid." Jackson was quiet. Cody ran his hand over the gate. "I know this is a nice tree fort, but I'm so used to it, I don't care much about it. I don't think you know how nice it is to hear about Jesus because you've always heard about him. I wish I had your place." Jackson drew a big breath. "I never thought about it like that. Going to church and learning about Jesus was just something our family always did." He was quiet a moment, then snapped his fingers. "I know. How about I listen to the sermon in church each week, then send you an email on what it was about?" "Really?" said Cody. "That would be great." "Yeah," said Jackson. "And I have an extra Bible I'll give you so you can learn about Jesus during the week, too." You know, reading the Bible is so important. Here's what the rest of that reference from 2 Timothy chapter 3, this time verse 16 and 17, says. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So how about you? Do your parents take you to church and do family devotions? Do you pay attention and learn all you can about God? Growing up with the opportunity to learn about God and worship Him is a privilege. It's something many people don't have. If God has put people in your life who want you to learn about Jesus, thank Him for it and learn all you can. Our key verse, Psalm 119:35. "Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it." And our key thought, appreciate learning about Jesus. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Keys for Kids. I'll look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. And don't forget, tell a friend about Keys for Kids.